We wake up late. Coffee and pastries in bed. Last night was intense. Raw conversation and fucking. This morning we are quiet. Easy with each other. The drive to the quarry is sunlit and comfortable. I'm excited to show you this place. I've imagined bringing you here. I belong to this land, I tell you. I carefully do not tell you. I belong to you, too. We wander aimlessly between the trees, navigating brilliant sunshine and dappled pathways, now holding hands, now stopping to listen to birds, now to watch insects and investigate flowers, now to breathe in the petrichor deeply. Clambering to the top, we look out across the county. We walk a curious maze of pebbles, delighting in reaching the centre. I try to remember the rhyme from Labyrinth, but it's been too long. We walk down by the river and find a spot just hidden enough. The change in you is almost imperceptible. Almost. Your fingers tighten in my hair, and you turn me to face a nearby branch. I reach out to hold it and feel the tug of my knickers being pulled to my knees. You begin to talk to me. You tell me that anyone could happen on us now. You tell me I should be ashamed to be so easily exposed. You tell me even you are shocked by how wet I am. When you lift my skirt and begin to hit me, I do worry a little. What will we do if someone hears the noise and comes to investigate? Sharing my thought, you suggest that maybe there will be a group of young men, that when they see me like this, they will know that they too can do whatever they want. That perhaps you will leave me here, just like this, just to see what happens. Your cock is warm against my lips, comforting. I take you deep inside my throat, your hand steadying the back of my head. It's a curious sensation to be so much in the open and so entirely wrapped up at the same time. The video you send me later barely touches the surface of my enthusiasm to taste you. Moving behind me again, you slide smoothly, slickly inside. The moss is soft beneath my fingers as you drive into my cunt just a little too forcefully to be comfortable. You laugh as you alternate between punching my ribs and telling me that you ought to rub the nettles that surround us into my cunt. As ever, my reaction to both is complicated. Inevitably, we are interrupted. A snatch of voices, a snap of twigs, and you release me silently, both carefully smoothing clothing, grins that betray us as we pretend to consider a nearby bush. Laughing in your arms in this moment is pure delight. We get caught in the rain shortly afterwards, sitting on a fallen tree to recover ourselves, not quite sheltered enough. Being together like this is already magical, but the world seems to conspire to support it today. We stop to explore the kitsch delight of a hidden tea shop, closed and booked up until next year, before home. I cook, and we listen to music. I wanted to watch a film, but of course we don't. We eat and talk and fuck until we fall asleep. I would live this life if we could. But sometimes a day is enough.